Well, the conference call is being recorded on this magnificent, marvelous Monday. So I'm going to turn it over to the woman of God, Evangelist Tiffany Lauderdale from Inglewood, California. You be blessed, woman of God, and take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you, Prayer General Amber, for seating us and getting us prepared for what God would have to say to us this morning. We bless God for you. And to each one of you, the Master's Call listeners, God bless you. And thank you for joining us on this marvelous Monday morning. We thank God for each of you. And we pray and hope that everyone has had a super fantastic weekend and that you are ready to get some new things done in this new day and in this new week and in this new season. So we thank God for each of you. We thank you for calling in and dialing in to the Master's Call. And as you know, the Master's Call has been going on daily, Monday through Friday, since October the 25th of 2010, and the founders and the visionary of this call are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And we just thank each one of you for dialing in and for being a part of the Master's Call family. The scripture reference that the Master Call stands on can be found in Psalms 88:13. In Psalms 88:13 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So the priority is that whatever we do in the morning, we cry out to the Lord, and in the morning our prayer should come before him. And we know that whatever we ask, we shall receive, because God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So we thank God this morning for each of you for joining us on this call. And our mission statement for this call is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as they begin their day, as they will go and submit to God's will and being that minister in the marketplace. So we thank God for each of you, and we bless God for each of you. And if you would like to send in an email to us, we invite you to email us with your prayer requests, with your any concerns, any issues. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor on this line, then we ask that you would use our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And once we get those prayer requests, we will intercede on your behalf, and they will definitely be addressed. So we invite you to use that email address at any time. And if you would like to hear any of the messages that we have, that our founder, Dr. Vanessa, has so eloquently archive, you can visit our website address at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been archived there, and we invite you to pass that web address on to others, because we don't even know how they would be blessed. I mean, I'm sure there is something in there for anyone in any situation, and, you know, that 30 minutes out of your day will take you just to another level. So utilize that website, because it is there for you to use at any time, and it's available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So go there and see really what's on there and how you definitely can be blessed. So we thank you once again for joining us on the Master's Call. And at this time, I would like to ask our prayer general to come back to the line at this time and open us up in a word of prayer. Amber, are you there?
Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. All right. As I said, this is a magnificent, marvelous Monday, and we're just going to go to the throne as we always do, even before we get on the TMC call. And God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our daddy. You are our Abba Father. And so we just bless you and we thank you. And God, according to John 14:14, you said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And so, God, we just thank you for all that you have done, what you have already done even before the foundation of the world, and what you're continuously to do. Because, Father, when Jesus died on a cross for our sins, God, and rose again, Father God, and sitting on the right hand of the Father, when he died on that cross, he said it was finished. It is finished. So everything is finished. So God, we just thank you. God, we welcome the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place, on this TMC call. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, and what you have already and what you are doing on this call. And we pray for Artists International and everyone that's connected with it, everyone that is not connected with it. God, have your way. Move by your Spirit. We pray for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Father God, Roberts, and each and every person that bring forth the word. God, we shift the atmosphere for your glory. Download to Dr. Vanessa on today. Bless her and supernaturally move upon her and move upon each and every person, because you're supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So God, we bind the hand of the enemy. We come against every diabolical assignment. We veto, cancel, Father God, every plot, pit, plan, and maneuver, and reverse it and send it back to the very pit of hell. We cover this call in your precious blood, and we thank you for protecting, warfare, and guardian angels that are covering us right now. God, we bless you, we thank you, and we receive the word of the Lord on today. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare it is so. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. We receive that blessing. Thank you very much, Prayer General, for opening that and clearing the highways and the byways for God's word to go forth this morning. We thank God for you, and we thank God for each of you, the Master Call listeners, and we thank you that you have been seated on this marvelous Monday and that you have been prepared to receive the word of God. Now, to you, each of you Artists International distributors out there on the line this morning, I invite you to go into your back office and see what Artists International has for you. Today, I mentioned on last Friday that there is a promotion going on, and that promotion is still going on today. It's an excellent opportunity to supply your inventory and get some products into your inventory for you to go out and tell people about. You could buy two products and then you get another one for $10 if it's a nutritional product, or you buy two products and you could get one for $14.99, meaning a garment, any garment other than the Body Magic Body Fashion or Body Magic Long for $14. So that means an angel bra, that means any one of the panty reshapers, you know, any one of those other garments besides the Body Magic. But you can get the Body Magic too, buy two nutritional products, and then you get the Body Magic Body Fashion or Body Magic Long for $29.99. So those are absolutely great deals that we could take advantage of, and that promotion is still going on today. Don't forget about the conference calls during the week. You know, invite someone to listen truly to what Artists International is doing in this time and season. And the other thing that I say is, if you are an Artists International distributor, do not give up on your business or on your ministry. Please,
amen,
just know that it does not happen overnight, but it will work if you work it. So God bless you, and I thank God for each of you. And at this time, I just heard that anointed voice come on the phone, and it is indeed a privilege and a pleasure for me to bring to you that voice that you hear on Mondays, and you hear her voice throughout the week as she hosts and she greets each one of you and continues to pour knowledge into us. She is, I believe in Arkansas, Hot Springs, and at this time it is a privilege and a pleasure for me to bring to you this morning, because as she comes, she truly makes us think that we are ego. She makes us believe that we are ego. She gives us the things that we need to be eagles, that we would soar above our situations and our circumstances. And I bless God for her, and I thank her that she is very consistent and faithful on this call, and that it is not about her, but it is truly about the Master. So at this time, I would like to bring that anointed woman of God, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Miss Tiffany. Thank you. Thank you so much. Excuse me being a little hoarse this morning. As she said, I'm here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, suffering for Jesus. Had a nice spa yesterday, but I was working hard here. Awesome conference where a women's retreat with Pastor Audrey Chapman and taught about interpreting and understanding your dreams, and we just have had an awesome, awesome time. So I bring you greetings this morning from Hot Springs, Arkansas, by way of Dallas, Texas, and just excited about what God is doing. Thank you so much, Minister Amber, for greeting and that awesome word of prayer, and always the hostess with the mostess, Miss Tiffany. I do have a word from the Lord today. Excuse me, and I'm always sensitive to the different seasons that we're in. And this morning I want to talk about it's a new season. Focused faith leads to the manifestation of our miracles. Let me say that again. It's a new season. Focused faith leads to the manifestation of our miracles. So may I say to you, Happy New Year to each and every one of you this morning. And most of you are looking at your calendar saying that she just got too relaxed out there in Arkansas and didn't know that we're about to approach upon October and we're about to be at the beginning of the last quarter of the year, and all that's true. But it's also a new beginning for those of us who call ourselves Christians in Jesus Christ. And that is what this Master's call is about, because our Lord and our Savior was Jewish. He died being called the King of Jews. And unfortunately, many Christians have not ever been taught our true history as Christians. And quickly, let me explain why this is the new year for every believer on this phone this morning. And yes, Jesus Christ observed these special days, and the least we should do is at least know about them and understand them. Yom Kippur, Y-O-M in capital K-I-P-P-U-R, Yom Kippur is called the Day of Atonement, and it's one of the two Jewish holidays, high holy days. The first high holy day is Rosh Hashanah, that's the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur falls on September 28th, so we're like 2 days away, and it falls 10 days after Rosh Hashanah on the 10th of September 18th, and it means head of the year. It's observed for 2 days, beginning as the first day of the Jewish year, and it's the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, and their first actions toward the realization of mankind's role in God's world. So the purpose of Yom Kippur is to bring about reconciliation between people and between individuals and God. And according to the Jewish tradition, it's also called the day when God decides the fate of each human being. So Happy New Year. And although Yom Kippur is an intense holiday, it's nevertheless viewed as a happy day. Why? Because if one has observed this holiday properly, by the end of Yom Kippur, they would have made peace with others and with God. And that's a covenant promise that comes from God. See, covenant means contract, and we're all in agreement with the covenant of God, and we all understand that, as I keep teaching every time I come on this line, I try to say that we first have to do all we're supposed to do, all the Word of God commands us to do, and then we can correctly position ourselves to believe God to do, excuse me, what we cannot do. See, Happy New Year for many of us people of color who've been engrafted as Jewish brothers and sisters, it is a brand new day. And it is a brand new season. The key to our agreement is, first, again, we must do all we can do, or at least stay before God to have a sincere heart to not just say, I'm going to pray everything right and not participate in my own breakthrough in my own deliverance. So our first key is to the agreement is to make sure we do our part, and then we can expect God to do all that we cannot do, just like when you shake hands with someone or enter into agreement. There's a mutual understanding that both parties are going to do their part. It's a new season. Focused faith leads to the manifestation of our miracles. See, we are all, as I often say, miracles in the making. So this morning, I want to briefly go over five principles which make up the foundation, the groundwork, the essential ingredients to us achieving that, to do all that we can do. Five principles. See, our God is an if-then God. Let me say that again. The God we serve, Yahweh, Jehovah, he is an if-then God. See, all through God's word, he always requires us to do something first. That's why we talk about seed faith. He always requires us to put a seed in the ground. He always requires us to do an action. With the prophetic word that comes forth, with the dream you have, with the vision, there'll always be an action required of us. And then we can know that God's promises for the harvest are yea and amen. And then we'll watch the massive miracles after our massive action. See, in John 15, verse 7, yes, in the red, y'all, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. See, just don't say that God's going to do it. That key part was if the word of God abides in you. See, some of the things we're praying for, ain't no way you're going to find that lining up with the word. Let's just keep it real. See, if we are lining up with our request, we'll find scriptures to back it up that will fortify it to manifest in the heavens. My favorite book of the Bible, James, I call it the common sense book. In James 4, verse 7, many, many times this verse is so misquoted because people only quote the last half of the verse. But the whole verse says, submit yourself. And that's an understood if. You submit yourself, therefore, to God. Then you can resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. See, so many of us say, I can resist the devil, and he flees from me in the name of Jesus. That sounds good, but back it up, homegirl. Back it up, my brother. The first part of that verse says, when we submit ourselves unto God, in other words, come under the protection, come under the canopy of God's word, then we are equipped, we're empowered, we're enhanced, we're enriched to go out, and the devil will have to flee from us. See, the five principles that we must do so God will do all that we cannot do. Here's principle number one, commit. Make a covenant, a contract with God. I'm challenging us. You know, Dr. P.K. Roberts challenged us last year, and I just felt in my spirit for many of you all to challenge you, TMC family, this year as we start these last 3 months, these last days, 90-plus days rolling into the end of the year, because some of us have said to God, this is my year, 2011. I'm going to see God do some things. So we're going to make a show enough massive push for action in these last days. And I want you to do what we can do is write down your seven desires. I didn't even say your needs. Write down your seven desires. But with each desire, write down what you're going to do, what we're going to do to help make it happen, and then know that God will do what we cannot. So I'm challenging our TMC family this morning. Write it down. See Habakkuk 2, we know it. 2 through 3 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may rub that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. God will keep his word, but we must do our part. Principle number two, we must have focused faith. I call it laser faith. Let's use the word focus to bring this principle to life. My little acronym I've used over the years that God gave me for focus is firmly on course until successful. And I hear so many others use that, firmly on course until successful, firmly, not wavering, not faltering, firmly on course until successful. Focus. Let's talk about what that F means in focus. Be faithful. That's not a cuss word. Be faithful to do what we say we're going to do. Really let our word be our bond. As you and I remain faithful and operate with focused faith, we'll experience the fruit of success. And O in focus is be open to try new strategies when God presents them to you. Be flexible, open to learn new things and new ways to be successful. Every day we need to seek God, ask for his mind, his strategies, his ways to success. Then we have to be willing to obey and do what he says to do. In Isaiah 1:19 it says, when we're willing and obedient, then we'll eat the fruit of the land. See, in our focus of firmly on course until successful, one of the basic ingredients of faith is commitment. It means to go the extra mile, do what others are often unwilling to do. We also must be Jesus' hands extended and exemplify the character of Christ. The you in focus, we must be a team player, one who produces unity among our team and with our company. Remember, team means together. Everyone achieves more. There's no I in team. And to have focused faith, we also need godly understanding. And then that S in focus, share the good news of Jesus Christ. God's given us this tool, this bridge of Artists International to be his ministers in the marketplace every day and everywhere we go. Always be willing to support one another, planting seeds of support. It'll always bring back a harvest of success. Having focused faith will eventually bring success into your life, into your business. Focused faith. Firmly on course and to successful. Focus. I have the focused faith to succeed. It's a new season. My focused faith leads to the manifestation of our miracles. And principle three in my last little 3 minutes, be consistent and persistent with every one of your written desires. In other words, when you pray about what's the true desires of your heart and you write these 7 things down, you will have no doubt in your heart and your mind and your spirit and your conversations. You're going to be consistent to know that God's going to work it out. The proof of desire is pursuit. We have the example of the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5, in 25 through 34. It was so awesome when I was in seminary. In one of my classes, we had to study the history of this woman who owned a marble factory and spent all she had to get delivered of her blood disease. And her name was Venice. Historical writing said her name was Venice. And she spent all she had as a wealthy woman. But one touch at the hem of his garment, because she knows the principles. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Principle 4, create an environment of success all around you. Don't allow holy haters in your inner court, in your inner circle. Yeah, we got to deal with them in life and the outer court, and some of them slip through to the first part, the inner court, but they have no business being in your holy of holies. Those around you will encourage you, support you, speak life. Develop equally yoked positive relationships. Feed yourself a diet of success. Watch motivational DVDs that inspire you and encourage you. Listen to CDs. Read. It's not a cuss word. Read motivating books, like starting with the Bible. Do all these things daily. Work your faith muscles. Starve your fear and your doubts and feed your faith. Find a mentor who's already walking in this godly success. See that theory in action. Keep your 7 requests in front of you daily. Post them on your refrigerator. Stick them in your Bible that you are going to read daily. And confess the victory with each one out loud. So all our heaven and all our hell will know that you're serious about this manifestation as you start this new season in Christ. In Romans 4:17, we know the end of that verse says, to call things that be not as though they were. And the last principle 5 is keep giving God all the glory. Now get yourself some praise from God. Always open your mouth with exhortation, exaltation to our Lord and Savior. With every success, we must also keep a spirit of humility. We always must remember again to be that team player. Together, everyone achieves more. We're building a legacy of wealth and health. We want to be healthy so we can enjoy the wealth that it brings for us and our families. On today, decide, as many Jews who Orthodox all around the world, and we're engrafted in the Word. If Jesus observed it, we need to observe it. That this, see it as a new season, these last days of this 2011, that you're going to have the focused faith. And at the end of the year, and some of us, and we're going to hear the testimonies all through these next 3 months. We're going to get our shout out for the manifestation of the miracles. We speak it and decree it every day. We're going to daily confess it and wrap it in the Word and watch God do what we cannot do and us be his instrument for the miracles in the making. Amen and amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much for setting us up and challenging us, letting us know that it is a new season. Focused faith leads to the manifestation of our miracle. And she said, Happy New Year to each of us. So when she said that, it just rung out in me that this is a new opportunity. We still have time to do what we need to do. And those 5 points that she gave us to commit, to have focused faith, to be consistent and persistent, to create an environment of success, and to keep giving God all the glory. So you still have time to put your priorities in order, because like she said, we're 90 days out from a new year, and we still have time to make this the best in the greatest season ever. So at this time, I thank God for Dr. Vanessa, and I thank her for those on-time words that she comes with each and every Monday. And at this time, I would like to ask Minister Kathy if she would come to the phone and close us out in a word of prayer. Minister Kathy, are you there? Minister Kathy, are you on the line?
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Praise God. Thank God for the word that has gone forth. Let's go to the throne of God. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this time that we've had in your word today. We bless you, God, for the master's call and everyone that is on this call today. Lord, we thank you because there's nobody else, God, but you. You are the one that sits on the throne of our lives, and we do give you praise, and we do give you glory today. Now, Father, we're asking that you would pour back into the woman of God that she's given out today and given out over the weekend. Replenish her body, Lord God. Build her up now in the name of Jesus. Give back everything that she gave out of her heart that you have poured down into her. And I pray, Lord God, you build up her strength right now, her stamina and her body in Jesus' name, and give her traveling mercies back home safely in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you allow your angels to encamp round about her and bless her in Jesus' name. Lord, we hold up the rest of the folks that are on our prayer list today. We thank you, Lord God, because you are indeed Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, Lord God, for healing for Mark Preston, Lord God. We thank you for healing for Evangelist Gwen Beatty, Lord God, continual healing in their bodies. Thank you, Lord God, for healing Sister Whitaker. Thank you, oh God, for everyone else that is on our prayer list that need you to touch them as Jehovah Rapha. Touch them today and heal their bodies in the matchless and wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for peace for the Price family, Lord God. Be Jehovah Shalom. Alone, the God of peace to this family in the loss of this loved one. Lord, we thank you for every single person that is on our prayer list. We bless you because you know them name by name and you know their need by need. Bless Sister Kitty, Lord God, with the job. Bless all of the folks that are on our prayer list. We lay them on the altar before you, thanking you that you will take care of every need that they have. We do give you glory. We come against every diabolical assignment of the enemy, and we say that it will cease and desist in the name of Jesus, that it will not prosper in our lives. We bless you, oh God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We give you praise, honor, and glory for this time today. Bless everyone that's on this call, Lord God. Bless our company, Artists International, and our founders. Lord, I thank you that as we go out today, that we will not only represent you, but we'll be able to be successful in our businesses. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen, amen. Back to you. Tiffany.
Amen, amen. We decree and declare to be so. Thank you, woman of God, for filling our call out today. to you, Prayer General Amber. Thank you for opening us and greeting us and seating us this morning. And to you, woman of God, Dr. Vanessa, we thank God for you. We bless God for you, and we pray that you would have a safe trip home, and that God will just keep you in his care. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we thank God for you and for you dialing in this morning. Invite someone to the call tomorrow. And I pray as you go through this day that you will be enriched, that your life will be enhanced, and that you will be empowered as you start this day, as you submit and obey the call of the Master to be that minister in the marketplace. And we love you, and we bless God for you, and we'll hear you on the call tomorrow. Goodbye.